Good morning, and welcome to Ag in Uncertain Times, our webinar series. I'm John Newkirk. I'm the director of the Washington State University Western Center for Risk Management Education. This webinar series is put together. I'm not going to introduce all of the members, but they're from someone from each of the universities that you see represented here. And in addition, we've had a great deal of help from a number of other individuals, including our presenters and others that are providing advice. Our webinar series is designed to provide information, hopefully that's very useful in helping producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. And this morning we start our September series, Operating in the Face of Uncertain Markets. And kind of the paradigm, that's not exactly the correct word, but anyway, you get the idea, is the session this morning is kind of talking about where are we. It's kind of setting the context for our September series, which is built around markets. We have two presenters. There will be an opportunity for questions after each presentation. We'd like you to enter those in this chat box that you see over here at the left. And at the end, we'll have a bit of a three-person panel, myself and the two presenters, a chance for question and answers. I'll introduce these individuals more in a minute, but with us this morning is Matt Roberts from Ohio State University, and Jim Robb from the Livestock Marketing Information Center. If you have questions for them as their presentation goes along, we'd like you to enter those in this chat window that you see just to the left here. You type your question in the small narrow window at the bottom, and then you click on the little return arrow that shows up just to the right of that, at which point we have our team operating behind the scenes here. We'll take those questions. If we have several similar ones, they'll roll them into one. They'll post them, and then I will give them to the presenters. We had a really good series, and I'm not, of course, as part of the planning team, you would expect me to say that, but we had a lot of extremely positive feedback. Back in June around credit issues and ag credit, all of those presentations are up on our web page. We'll present this web link later. It was also in the notice that we sent out on this in this meeting. But those webinar series, the actual recordings of the webinar are there, and for most of the presenters, their slide presentations are there as well. Next in our marketing series in September, next Wednesday, we've got two additional excellent presenters, one talking about Ed Essett, talking about grain marketing strategies, Dylan Foyts talking about livestock marketing strategies. The following day on September 17th is non-commodities type of marketing strategies, looking at niche specialty crop and alternative marketing strategies. On the 23rd of September, how do we get there? A couple again, we've been really pleased by the response of the individuals we've reached out to and their willingness to step up and present. We have two other very good presenters on the 23rd of September talking about tools. Don Thillamy talking more about direct markets, niche markets, alternative markets. Raleigh Curtis talking more about commodity market. Another resource in which information is posted, in which our information is also posted there, is the eExtension website called MITnet, eExtension.org. And there is a whole list of resources there for farm and ranch families that you can access as well. If you want to see this morning's presentations in full screen, you'll see on your screen a button. It's a toggle button that takes you to full screen like this. And so if you're having trouble seeing the slides or whatever, you can go to the full screen button. At this point, we've got some questions we'd like you to respond to. And we'll do this two other times during this morning's program, between our speakers and then at the end. And the questions, and if Trent, you can pull that polling pod on there, help us in our planning and understanding who our audience is. It's really very simple. Just go on to and click on the little dot to the left of A, B, C, or D, or whatever is the appropriate one there. If you can do that quickly, we really would encourage you all to do this, even if you've been with us before and done this. It gives us some of these give us a profile, our audience. It has helped us to understand that we've had a national audience. We've reached out nationally then and tried to be encompassing in our program. So let's go on to the next question, Trent. If you can just pull the next polling pod on. We're still working with the technology here, if you figured this out. If you're having trouble with your audio or something, you can enter that in your chat box. What we have found in our past presentations is that the audio issues are usually having to do with bandwidth issues. And actually, unfortunately, most often out at the site of the person that's having the trouble. So, but we've been able to work with some folks and help them do a better job. If you answer this question, even though it says marketing for your operation, we have had a number of producers involved. This question is primarily for them. So we'd like their feedback here on who's the person primarily responsible for their marketing. These polling questions will go very quickly. If as soon as we bring them, you just bring your mouse over and click. Trent, can we go to the next question? And that's the one we just went through, I believe, Trent. As you can see, we'll get this down about the time we finish, but another question, who is the main person responsible? Owners, hired personnel, again, primarily for producers. For those of you that work with producers, and here's another question, how are you connected to today's seminar? It helps us to understand some of the technology issues. Even though the webinar technology is widely used, it's not seamless yet, and this is some important information for us to understand. The series in June, we had a CEO from the Northwest Farm Credit Services, another banking executive out of California, several others from the banking sector, really useful insights there. If you didn't watch those, I would encourage you to go back into our archives. I think some really good insights on helping you think. One of the things that really jumped out at me is that as we move forward here, the importance of liquidity, and virtually every one of our presenters talked about that. Give us a little information here about yourselves. What is your primary occupation? So I think we're ready now. And we're really pleased with our two presenters this morning. Very knowledgeable, good background.